You know, sometimes it's hard to decide what to watch on TV. Cox Contour TV.
Hey there, Patriots. Thanks for stopping by. I want to tell you about a lot of cool things that are going on, and I hope that you stay for the show. If you are a person that is an activist, you'll want to look at the second half of the video I posted on Lori's show on Rumble. I've tried to make the setting so that you could just put in the words Lori show, L-O-R-I show, and it'll show up. Look for the balloon, hot balloon, and I'm sitting in it. And it has like a rainbow effect to it. It's not a simple to say URL. And that's also problematic, but I also don't have an upgraded account right now on Blog Talk Radio where I can't post links. It won't let me do that. So I wanted to tell you a couple of things off the bat before I forget. If you are interested in getting the interior design free class on doing remodeling your kitchen, I went to this and it was hosted by Aaron, as in Aaron Gobra, which is the Irish Gaelic thing. And my mom was born on St. Patrick's Day. And anyway, Aaron did a really good job of presenting how to handle that. And I'll post the link to that seminar that you can register for. And it's very easy to use what she has set up, but very informative, and I want you to look into that. I've always been interested in architecture and art and antiques and been involved with remodeling. And I right now I'm actively recruiting skilled labor that can work on projects around the country. And, you know, I know that a lot of people are in California right now, thinking about how they're going to make ends meet because, you know, the inflation is so out of control. And an example of that was given on Real America's Voice, where the person went to Costco months ago and took pictures of different products, you know, the cases of, you know, food and things. And it's not, you know, inflation hasn't gone up like 10%, like the Obama regime is lying about. It's more like 40, 50% people. And in California, we're up over $6 a gallon. So everyone has to find ways to make extra money. Like one of the ideas I had for my relative, who's really into trains and knows all about that, is to set up, you know, a little miniature village with trains and let kids come in, you know, with class trips. And, you know, see how our America was built. You know, it was the iron horse, as the Native Americans called it, that they said, what the hell's happening here? We got these things coming through our lands, and who are these white-skinned people? And, you know, a lot of the Natives were very curious and very interested in what the white man was doing, and they were friends with the settlers and the pioneers. A lot of them realized that they were coming in large numbers, and so they started attacking the forts as well as the homesteads. So it became a big problem, and that's why they put them on reservations, because the whites were being the Europeans, there were other people here then. There was the Chinese working on the railroad. There were people from Brazil. You know, a lot of the people, kids today, don't know real history. So they have just been indoctrinated by the communist Marxist scumbag teachers. May you rot in hell for what you've done to our country. Teachers, my God, you're not teaching anything but lies and atheism. But I digress. So a lot of the problems that developed between the pioneers and the Native Americans made it so that came to the conclusion on the reservation. And we have a lot of reservations where I am, and we have a lot of casinos run by the tribes. So I'm not anti-Native. In fact, I think I have Native blood in me too. But according to my dad, who was a big storyteller. By the way, there's a movie called Big Fish with Ian McGregor, and he was in, say, Star Wars, and he made a movie called Big Fish, which in a way ties into what I've been going through, which is very, if I wasn't so grounded and so trusting in the Lord, a lot of people would have just like thrown up their hands and gone into, you know, committed themselves into a mental hospital. But anyway, get Ian McGregor on board, because he's already doing this kind of thing. He's going cross country. I think it's called Men in Kilts or something like that. Anyway, he's a good guy, I think. Anyway, what I was leading up to is that I'll put that free class in the chat room. If you want to go in there and talk, go ahead. Keep it civil. Our farm project, my husband doesn't know this because, you know, he just said, we're not doing anything. I don't want strangers here. You know, all this, you know, things that he's put up barriers for me. And because my sister, my twin, is involved, I can't just say, well, I'm doing it. You know, I have to be careful about what I do, and I have to get approval. So, you know, for all you men out there that think you got it tough with the woman in your life, the wife in your life, the girlfriend in your life. My husband has two women bossing him around. So that's kind of like a Mormon thing in reverse. In case you don't know, the Mormons, you know, are good people. And one of the things that happened with how hard the pioneer life was, and the diseases, and the, you know, Indian Native American attacks and all that, was that there was a lot of widows and orphans. And so they saw that in the Bible that, like Abraham had many wives, and they just thought, okay, well, we're supposed to be fruitful and multiply. The only way you can do that is by having lots of wives and lots of children. So they weren't trying to be sinful. They were just thinking that they were doing what the Bible said. And in a way, it was very, you know, sweet and sympathetic that they wanted to take care of the widows and orphans. So anyway, I want you to, you know, open your hearts to all the different beliefs and faiths and denominations, but really what we need is to have one faith, which is faith in the Lord, and that Jesus Christ was sent to set things right and to teach us about loving and healing and being kind to one another, and, you know, not warring and fighting with each other. And, you know, if the world embraced that alone, it would be a great place to be. And I draw your attention to the show, or to the song, Double Fantasy, John Lennon. I think it was his last album. And I bought that one. And when it was an album, literally like a disc. And his music with Yoko really impressed me. And he had just had his son, Julian. And he was happy, and, you know, one of the songs is Imagine. And so I ask you to listen to that song and see if it moves you. All right, so I have posted some things, and I'm busier than a one-armed paper hanger, as the saying goes. So sometimes I forget to go back and do things. But I really think that if you are a person that's starting a business, I believe, you know, it's unless you have a super big budget to hire professionals and advisors and all the people that you need, I really think Canva can help you, C-A-N-V-A. I know about that from my daughter, who used it when she worked for the college she went to school at. She went to a private school, but she got a scholarship because an academic scholarship. But she also worked there, as did a lot of her friends, to work her way through college. So I think you'll find it easy to use. But if you upgrade your account, it has even more bells and whistles, and it's amazing. And it has AI built into it, and you know it's very, very powerful. And you know, I'm saying to you, even like a person who just wants to make a flyer that looks good, you know, use it for that. Use it for recruiting people to your team, or for getting the word out about, you know, book sale or whatever it is you're doing. It'll help you. So I share all this. But if you need help with designs and logos and using it, figuring out how, you know, I'm willing to help you too with that. I don't have a lot of time, but I'm willing to do that. I think that mail.com, M-A-I-L, like the mailbag, I think that's a good one because it has different handles, so to speak. So if you're, say you're a consultant, you can have, you know, Lori at consultant. You know, it has, you know, many dozens of different handles. And that's kind of good if you want to, like, not have to think about which email you're giving out because, you know, you get a lot of spam email, and that happened to me recently with my son and his fiance. I sent an email to them, and suddenly they got all kinds of garbage, and they thought that I had given their information away. If you're planning an event or a wedding especially, you know, they usually make you sign up and give your details and your date and groom's name and, you know, all your info when you sign up to look like at Wedgwood, which is a big one here where I am. But they make money by selling your info. So the bottom line is use a email that is what I call a dump email, where you get everything sent to it, because you don't want to get, you know, spammed, and you also don't want people to be sending you stuff that you didn't ask for. And I tried really hard not to do that. Man in America has a thing on right now where he's giving away silver, a couple ounces of silver. And I asked you to listen to Man in America, Seth, S-E-T-H. He's a friend of Clay Clark, and they, you enter your info one time, and then you're entered, and you know, you might actually get, you know, pretty valuable prize. So I suggest that you go for that. And then his show is on Rumble, and he has really interesting guests as well. And one of them is Dr. David Martin. So he'd like to think Doc Martin. That's a show with Martin Clunes, where he's in love with a school teacher named Louisa, which is funny because it's set in a beautiful part of England. And it's just about that village and all the stuff that goes on there. And that's partly where the inspiration for my latest video came from. When I was, my kids were small, they loved Busy Town books, Richard Scarry, who was a cartographer, a map maker. I think he was British, but they loved all the Huckleberry and all the different things that were in those books. And just Hilda the Hippo and the worm, I think his name was Squiggles. I can't remember all of it, but it had all these different cute animals. It was great illustration. And that's the other thing that's going on, is that they're recruiting really good illustrators and storytellers, and they're recruiting them to the art studio that and music and film studio that I believe is being built in Anaheim, and in Angel Studios, which is the one that put out movie Our Rescue, I'm sorry, Sound of Freedom, that has Tim Ballard in it. And Jim Caviezel plays Tim Ballard, I should say. Tim Ballard's not in it. It's based on Tim Ballard's rescue operations. If you haven't seen that movie, please do, Sound of Freedom. When I say I'm a conductor on my newsletter, it's over on S'more. It's S'more, S-M-O-R-E.com/XBLikeBoyALikeApple7MLikeMom. It's up to 221 views. And when I say the things I do in that newsletter, it's not just my opinion. Okay? I'm putting it all together, all the pieces of the puzzle together. I'm getting inspiration from the Lord, which you can laugh at that if you want to, but I'm not saying I'm, you know, some prophet or whatever. I'm just a really concerned citizen more than anything else. And, you know, there's a lot of great, great things that are happening. We're finally getting closer to the good part, which is why I always say the best is yet to be, yet to come, like the Frank Sinatra song. If you go to Heaven's Harvest, it's plural, heavensharvest.com, they have, instead of having dehydrated food, like a lot of the suppliers of food, like My Patriot Supply has, they have flash frozen, freeze dried. Well, actually, I don't know. There's a difference as far as the taste, supposedly. I don't know if that's true. I haven't ordered from them yet. But if you go to heavensharvest.com, use code Seth, because I think he's a good guy and he has good info. If you haven't seen the Miami October 13th and 14th event that was put on Time to Free America by Clay Clark. General Clark was there. I'm sorry, General Flynn was there, and a lot of other important people. Please take the time to look at it. I tried to put snapshots and clips of the video that I filmed while I was watching it on my Twitter feed or x.com feed, whichever way you want to look at it. And what they're talking about and sharing is incredible. It's not only health and wealth, but it's also things that have been suppressed and kept from us. And one of those things are apricot seeds. Now, it turns out that California is the biggest producer of apricot, has the largest apricots, for some reason. And that's partly why in my video I put this giant in there, like the Jolly Green Giant. My brother was very tall. He was a really good guy, and he told me what I had to do when I talked to him last. When he was getting ready to die, he knew his time was coming to an end. And, you know, even at the end, he never said, I'm terminal, I'm really bad. Like he kept saying that, you know, they were, like he was so hopeful, but another story. But the giant is in all of us, and we all have the ability to be significant and important in our own circle. I mean, not everyone gets to be like Elon Musk, satellites up in the sky, and then, you know, give internet to, you know, to the Congo in Africa or wherever he, you know, He's making it so that everybody can see everything at the same time. And that's also in the Bible, that you know, when this next thing happens, it will be that everyone sees it. But what I want to push, and that's what the internet does, it makes it so that we're all connected. But it could also be that you get connected and you get shown something that isn't true. And you know, what they call deep fakes. And Trey Smith, who knows Kim Kumon's daughter, Donna, he put a video together showing where he was in a foreign country, I think it was Taiwan, and there was stuff in the sky being put up above this, you know, outdoor stadium, and it looked as real as person, okay? And they can manipulate, just take a look at Trey Smith's collection on GodInANutshell.com. It also is on YouTube. And the people that are involved in this, what I call Operation Rainbow, and now I'm calling it Operation Rainbow Action, because now we've got organized, we got the, you know, the foundation set and steady, and now we're getting ready to go out and do the action. But it's already happening with all the different events that are going on that you may or may not hear about. I don't see anything. I don't know whether my feed is being censored or shadow banned or whatever they call it. You know, I don't know, but everything that I get inspired about, everything that I see, everything I do, it's on my own. Okay. I'm not getting told. And this is the next step in the plan. You know, like I have to just pay attention. That's why I always say pay attention, because right before I came on the show today, I was looking for my lipstick in my purse, in my makeup bag, and I reached into my purse, which has been in the house for days. I haven't been anywhere. And I reach into my purse, and out comes a twig, not a branch, but a twig, and it's shaped like a shepherd's hook. And it shouldn't have been in there, because it wasn't like, you know, I had left it outside or something like that. I mean, I've been posting the pictures about it, and I sent it to Glenn Beck, because Glenn Beck has been through hell and high water. I mean, that guy, he took on, he's been in spiritual battle as well as real life battles. And he's a good man, and he used his blackboard to teach his listeners so much. And I don't want to hear any Mormon bashing or anything like that, because one of the reasons he became a Mormon was that they don't serve booze at events, and they don't do drugs. And, you know, my kids, they always thought my kids were Mormon because my kids were so mannerly and nice, and, you know, they weren't into drugs and drinking. And my son got into drinking beer with his friends when he was in like a junior or senior. But, you know, not at my house. I didn't know about that until later. But the point is that we're trying to do something wonderful. And if you want to be part of it, there's a lot of things that you need to be aware of so you can choose what you want to be a part of. You know, there's a lot of road trips and all that ahead, but there's also a need for volunteers and leaders and leaders of the crew that are working on things. You know, it's frustrating for me because I don't get responses in real time to my suggestions, or like I just recently sent out a resume to someone and I haven't heard back from them. And, you know, it's rather, when I'm advertising for someone for free and promoting them so they can make money and they can't respond to an email, I find that really offensive and makes me just feel like saying, oh, forget it. So if I send you an email or I reach out to you, I would like you to respond, because this has been very difficult to do because I'm basically like a rogue operator, so to speak. I am not taking direction from anyone. I'm not getting memos sent to me. I don't get at Wounded Warriors sent me a nice gift of mailing labels with my address on it and asked for help. And I didn't even plug them as much as I should have and wanted to. So I'm plugging them now, woundedwarriorsproject.org. Okay, they are trying to help the people that are affected from what happened in Iraq. And you know, a lot of it's not even shown on TV, so a lot of people aren't even aware of it. But I mean, we're talking about young men in the prime of their life, and women, lots and lots of female vets as well, with their legs and arms blown off, their faces scarred for life, burned beyond recognition, having their faces put back together. You know how difficult it is to meet someone when you are not overweight and your hair looks good and you have clear skin and you have cute shape. It's difficult. Imagine being a woman with your arm missing and your leg missing or both. I mean, come on, people. We've got to help get them the ability to be in a home that is designed for a person in a wheelchair or made for being in the kitchen that you can easily get under the counter, those kind of things, have a ramp. But that's just part of it. The other part of it is that these are people who have a lot of talent and skills to offer and to share. And they need jobs because they're not able to be in the military anymore. And they also probably don't want to be because some of them are having PTSD. That's when you have gone through some trauma and it comes back later and makes you behave strangely or, with anger or flashbacks. And that's one of the things that's one of the reasons why I'm advocating making these videos or making flyers or whatever, because it's art is therapeutic. It was very therapeutic to me after my brother passed. To make a video for the family, which documented our lives with some of the old pictures that I had and then others that were sent to me. And I don't share that video because I don't want my family and my relatives harassed, because that's how these leftists operate. They're as cruel and evil as they come, people. You have to wrap your heads around that we have a lot of people that have grown up in America and they are vicious and nasty and unmannerly and violent. They've been raised by animals, so they behave like animals. But there's also a lot of people pouring in that don't have Christian Judeo values. Okay, so we're actually in a war that has not been declared, and it's been done by the Democrats, because the plan that was mapped out in Pike's book, Dogma and Morals, I'm sorry, I'm gone out of my head. Basically, Satanists laid out was to create so much chaos and wars and famine and restrict the food and restrict where you could go and lock down cities and kill the chickens and kill the cows and make it so that there's no fuel to run the tractors or till the ground. I mean, these people are demonic, okay? We're not talking about just power-hungry people. We're talking about demonically occupied people. And that's part of who's running the UN. The UN has been given billions and millions by many countries, and especially America. And even Trump gave money to the UN for trying to solve the problems with the UN army. And all they do is put their people that are scumbags in there. They steal the money. They steal the goods, they sell them on the side, they bury them, and they do like black market type of activity. And in some cases, they are UN troops that are, scumbags that they recruited on purpose, pedophiles and criminals who don't have an issue with turning over kids to a trafficker. And knowing that kid's probably going to be raped, sodomized, and sliced open with their organs taken out, and then the organs are sold. I mean, that most people can't even wrap their heads around that. I've seen the videos. I didn't want to believe it, but I believe it now. And I'm telling you, if you're going to look at these things that are out there, like on band.video and duckduckgo.com and, you know, 8chan and all the other ones that are out there, if you're going to look at it, you've got to put on your spiritual armor first, and you've got to really be careful, because that stuff stays with you, and it makes it very difficult to not be depressed. But I'm a cockeyed optimist, like the song in South Pacific that Mitzi Gaynor sings. And I keep hoping that enough good people rise up and say, it's not happening on our watch. All right, so getting into my kind of mini tutorial on what I just put together. A lot of people might look at that and think, this woman's crazy, it's all chaos and, you know, lots of different stuff in it. And yeah, I can get that, I understand that. But I'm trying to appeal to the younger kids, because we need to recruit talented, artistic types, people that are creative, people that look at things differently. And I'm not saying, I should be in charge of that. I don't have professional training in that. I do have some marketing training, but I'm mostly trying to appeal to the younger group, because I was very shocked to see a cartoon called Invincible. And I was shocked that this cartoon Invincible is talking about dimensions and people that are time traveling and that kind of stuff. So they're starting to do what is called soft reveal, or there's another term for it, but it's gone out of my head, where they are trying to show what's been covered up. And KatKerr.com, she talks about it a bit, and she talks about it in Revealing Heaven, where, like, in heaven, you can actually open a door and go into another world, so to speak, or another part of, pretty mind-blowing. And a lot of people think, oh, that's, you know, she's talking crazy. Nobody, unless you have been there and come back to life, you know, you've died, gone to heaven, and come back, nobody knows for sure. I know that when I was near death, I was in a holding place, and I was a kid when this happened. I had meningoencephalitis, and I was so sick, and my mom said I was hallucinating, and she didn't know what to believe. But I showed her something after I came back, and, you know, I believe the Lord sent me back for what I'm doing right now, and I was shown something that I didn't understand, and I drew it for my mother, and she told me it was something. And at the time, I was like, oh, that makes sense. But I know what it was now. And it's in my book. And I'm going to – I haven't even told everything that has gone down, and all this – what I've been talking about on the show is not even the story. Okay, the story is much bigger. And I keep it back because I want – I'm hoping that it – when it all – assuming I write it decently, I'm assuming that it, you know, comes out decently when I'm finished with the story, writing it, typing it. I'm hoping it gets made into a movie. Okay, I'll just be frank with you. I think that it's that awesome. But, you know, a lot of people think that about their stuff, so I'm not going to say much more about that. So getting over to the Rumble.com. If you, I put a lot of stuff on YouTube too, but you know, I'm being, you know, I've been up there for years and I have 2 views. I mean, come on, no one thought, you know, oh, this looks interesting. I mean, so many videos and then I now even get looked at. So it's very frustrating, but I keep swinging. And that's a line from the movie Signs that Mel Gibson made. And that also ties into this water issue as well as looking for signs. I'm not trying to, you know, make myself important. I'm saying that I looked around, saw that there was a need, and I decided I'm going to make it so that everyone knows about these events. I'm going to put it into a newsletter. I'm going to make another newsletter that's going to be for people to put their 9/11 pictures up to. when they send them to me. You can also do that at icu.tumblr.com. That's also easy to use. I'm going to be talking about the different events on Twitter and Getter because we got to get the people motivated, activated, inspired, and basically an army of fearless warriors. That's what we need now. And, you know, I wish I was younger because I think the next part that's coming is going to be so awesome, and I would like to be here for it. Good news is your prayers for my husband have helped. He was acting totally not like himself and falling down a lot, and he's never been a drunk or a heavy drinker. He was drinking way too much, and I wasn't expecting it, didn't see it coming. And, you know, he was, like, depressed, and that's not him. You know, he's a really nice guy, and I wouldn't have married him if I thought, and I wouldn't have stayed married all these years to him if I thought there was an issue or a problem. And I felt like either he was under spiritual attack or he was being used to have me figure out certain things. And part of it is like our world that we're in is under a spell. Okay, we're being told things that aren't true. We're having information kept from us that's important, and we're being taught by really stupid people. And you know, you think Trump is mean to say that? Trump is extremely intelligent. So are his kids and his family, and you know, they know what's going on. And the people that do know what's going on are the ones that are in this fight. And they're just ordinary people. Some of them are famous. Like Ted Nugent's been great, and so is his wife, Shanae. They've been great trying to do shows on AmericanVoice.news and some Rumble. It's on the Pluto channel. That's also online. You can look at it. But they've also done stuff in their own lives. Shanae's written a book about toxic house, basically the stuff that mold in her house that was really affecting their health. And she knows a lot of people, and I think she knows people in this area where I'm at near Rainbow. I believe Patrick Swayze's widow is in this area, and my twin met her and got alpaca wool from her, and she was very gracious, put it that way. The reason I'm telling you this is that Ted Nugent has a kids camp where he teaches fishing and hunting skills and skinning of gutting a fish and, you know, getting it ready to put on the frying pan, and how to run a trout line, and how to, you know, there's a big population of deer that if hunters didn't go out and get them, they'd be jumping into your car. And I had a deer jump over my car. So when I was on the East Coast going through the woods in Princeton, and so I know how scary that is. And there are people who think that, oh, the deer should be left alone. When you leave the deer population alone, you end up having all kinds of problems that are all related to nature, like destruction of food supply and things like that. Because the bottom line is there's a need for hunters. And I've got deer hunters in my family, in my relatives, not my husband. Husband's as sweet as they come. But in my relatives, my circle, there's deer hunters. So I don't have a problem with that. And if you have a kid that is basically out of line or giving you a hard time, there are also camps that are designed for rebooting them, so to speak. I call it boot camp. But, you know, it's designed to, you know, get them off of the drugs, get them into feeling a sense of accomplishment and feeling good about themselves. And I have a relative in my circle that was involved with kids camps when he was young. And a lot of teachers in my family tree and a lot of physical therapists. In fact, our daughter just went out with a physical therapist. So, those are the skills, the kind of things that we need right now. And we need people who are willing to give their skills to others, especially the kids and adults, teens that are being rescued, who need tutoring, who need translators to explain. Some of these kids have been held so long that they don't even know what their name is or where they're from. They're being kidnapped in South America, and for example, and brought over the border with a person that wasn't their parent or relative, and they then get sold and basically passed around and put into basically like a brothel. And the idea that these children spend their lives in captivity and behave like animals, or even if they behave normally, that they have never had a childhood. So partly what a lot of the people that are linked over at skippydoodah.com, partly what there's a lot of different organizations there, and that's in Florida. And what they're looking for is people to be temporary caregivers for the rescued and trafficked people. Not all of them are kids, but a lot of new facilities need to be made for healing and teaching these rescued teens and kids. But also, like Tunnels to Towers, T.org, T2T.org, they're building and doing things for their circle of military veterans, firemen, police, people who have had, problems. Like, that's how I got into getting this inspiration years ago, was that my husband knew a New York City fireman who has since passed, and he came out to San Diego for a second chapter of his life. The Lord put on his heart to organize the events on the Midway, and his name was Jack. And he saw and knew a lot of firemen and knew what good people they are, and he wanted to give back. But it was also that he knew that the people who helped after 9/11, who went sifted through the pile of debris that had been a building that was supposedly collapsed by fire, a lot of the search and rescue people, as well as the dogs, terrible cancer from their activities. And maybe people don't want to hear about that either, but I'm saying it for a reason. Cancer is totally treatable according to the frontline doctors, and that we're being told things that aren't true. And that's why I mentioned about the California having producing the largest apricots and the seeds. Think about that. They call it apple seeds, right? But they call it apple or peach pits. They want people not to think about it as being having anything that's healing or good in it. But there's Dr. Richardson's son has talked about this at the Time to Free America events when it just happened in Miami last week, that it's been known about since like 1917 and basically kept under wraps because a lot more money in treating cancer than curing cancer. Also because the Rockefellers and Carnegies and the other ones, you know, they run the show. And so the colleges and universities don't get money unless they teach what they're told to teach. And Carnegie is supposedly in charge of the CIA. So who knows what's going on, but I'm trying to get us organized so that we can basically push back the darkness and go John Galt. If you don't know what that means, read Atlas Shrugged by Anne Ayn Rand, A-Y-N-R-A-N-D. That's why Rand Paul was named Rand. Is that your, his father, Dr. Paul, who is an MD. Dr. Rand Paul is an eye doctor. The people that listen to Dr. Rand Paul and Ron Paul are a lot of young people, and they are very informed and they're good activists. And my son, our son, met Dr. Paul at a gun range up in Chico. I think I'm recalling that correctly. When he was in college, they had a group that went out to learn how to handle guns. You know, that's another thing that the left has lied about. They're so good at distorting the truth. You know, we're supposed to have a well-regulated and trained militia. And that doesn't mean a private army. That's what Obama wants, his own little private army of Black Panthers and Muslim head choppers. We're talking about in each area of the country that if something happened, like what we're experiencing now, an insurrection, an invasion, where the government is purposely flooding the country with other people's unvetted, unvaxxed, unskilled, unethical, and dangerous people that from other countries, that letting out the prison population folks, okay? We hate to break it to you, but that's what's going on. And people from the mental institutions, because they want to have total chaos so that they can have their UN army and their private army, I say they, I'm talking about the shadow government, seize control. That's what happened at January 6th. I tried to tell people about that. I knew it was going to go badly. They infiltrated it, sent in their operatives dressed as Trump supporters with a Trump hat on and a, you know, MAGA t-shirt, and tried to blame what happened there on the veterans and the patriots that were there for the rally. And you ask yourselves, why would anybody not have extra security on hand when there's going to be this huge rally on January 6, 2021, and Trump and thousands of supporters were going to be there? It's because they wanted to have an event. So these events that happen, these shootings, actually do happen. They're not fake. But what they do is they have crisis actors come and they're told that they're making an infomercial, or they're told, we can't let, Trump wants to steal power and stay in office. So, breaking down the barriers, and then we can run that footage on TV and make it seem like Trump was instigating an overthrow of the government. I understand if you're a crisis, if you're an actor and you're paying your union dues and you're not getting any work, I can understand why you might be tempted to just do whatever you're told. But you've ruined innocent people's lives, okay? They're in prison, okay? They've been in prison for years waiting for a trial. They don't have a trial date. Owen Schroyer is going to go to prison this week for 2 months, and he didn't do anything. He was a reporter. He was there to report what had happened, okay? And he's being put in prison. If you want to know what really happened that day, and it's not from a Trump supporter, it's from a guy who runs Ruse News, W-O-O-Z-N-E-W-S. Go to my Twitter feed. Go to Lori and Company_Mark. I posted the video there. I pinned it on my profile. I don't care. Okay, I'm not going to just pretend that the news is and the media are to be trusted. They helped with a genocide, and they helped to frame innocent people. You know, when you think about it, you know, if you went to prison for a year, you know, would you be able to pay your bills? They've lost their homes, their kids and families, wives, and farmed out to other relatives. Their lives are ruined. I mean, I thought I had my life screwed with, okay? It's nothing compared to what's been done to Mark Meadows, who's a rep, tried to help Trump, John Eastman, who's a lawyer who tried to give advice to Trump. He's being sued. Mike Lindell, who, that's a whole other story, but all he said was that the election machines were tampered with, which is illegal. They were hooked to the internet, which is illegal. And these machines were outlawed. Every other country that had them knew that they were rigging elections. So why did our Democrat and Republican representatives and state officials okay them? It was an intentional coup. They're the ones that did the coup, okay, not Trump. But anyway, Mike Lindell has electioncrimebureau.com. He came up with and paid out of his own pocket for technology to make it so they can't do this anymore, where they know exactly who's at these voting places and at the election counting places. And if you are going to screw over America, guess what? We're going to put you in prison for life. Another solution is to have the ballot boxes in our taxpayer-funded county and city libraries, and so they will be under surveillance, and the ballots will be taken out under surveillance and armed patrol. We're not going to be a third world wrecked nation like Argentina and Venezuela and all the other countries, Cuba, that the freaking communist Marxist scumbags get into. Now, I don't want to talk about it that much, but I had a friend who left Rhodesia, you know, now it's called Zimbabwe. Her and her husband, literally with the clothes on their back and their kids because of Idi Amin's takeover and the radical Muslims. And they, luckily, he was Dutch, Van Horn, but luckily he was a Mercedes mechanic, so he was able to get a job in America easily. And she was a smart lady. I think they were much older than me when I knew them, so I think they're gone now. But I know what happened in Africa. And I also have another friend who was, her dad was a teacher from India, and they went to Africa, and Idi Amin's people came in, and they had to leave and get out quickly, and they went to Canada, and then she came down here for work. Really sweet lady. I think a Sikh Indian, but the reason I tell you this is that, you know, America is the last refuge. Okay, we're the place where people go who are trying to have freedom, trying to get away from something. You know, the Danish pastor Torben that I was always talking about, Torben Sondergaard of the Last Reformation. He came to America to get away from the Danish government that were mad that he was trying to do this Jesus hotel where he was training people to be apostles and to do Luke 10 and, you know, he called it the pioneer school, people to go out and just, you know, teach, preach, heal, and help people. That's a concept, you know, like get yourself out of the box, meaning the church, and get out there, all right? So I have been waiting to get out there. I've been trying to figure out how I can get involved. And this is what I came up with. And I think it's pretty expansive and inclusive. But because it helps, it's like basically being a collaborative where everyone who has different skills joins together. I mean, it's Operation Rainbow. .org that is basically medical professionals. There's Operation Rescue .org that is doing incredible things. There's Our Rescue, O-U-R Rescue.org. That's Tim Ballard's organization. There's Vets for Child Rescue, number 4, Rescue.org. Project for Slave Free Project. There's so many that it's overwhelming how many great things are going on and how many people are involved, but you're not going to know about it if you're listening to the paid off, controlled, censored, very, very wicked, very traitorous news media. They're not talking about it, okay? They're paid not to talk about it. I mean, I wish I could collect a paycheck for $10 million a year like Rachel Maddow and spew whatever I'm told to spew. She doesn't go out in the field and talk to people. She doesn't, they don't have field reporters. They use green screen people. Okay. They pretend they do it. They shoot it in their studio and they pretend that they're actually in Iraq and they're actually doing, they're not. Okay. They are not real reporters. A real reporter is Sarah Carter. She's married to a military guy who lost his eyesight in the Middle East. Sarah Carter is a real reporter. Lara Logan, she's from South Africa and Dutch background. She's a real war correspondent, war reporter. Bill O'Reilly was a real reporter, a war correspondent. Bill O'Reilly has a master's in journalism, and he was a teacher, so he also has a teaching degree. I mean, I put these people that I know are doing good things into the ICU guide, which is on the same channel, Laurie's show, capital L, capital O, R, I show. And it's like a bell and a farm scene and a rainbow or sunset, sunrise, whichever way you want to look at it. I put them into the ICU guide, meaning I see you, but also intensive care unit, because these are the people that are going to heal our country, as well as fix the mess that we're in. And I'm sorry, Democrats, if you don't like hearing it, but, you know, your party should have been over when you pushed slavery and formed the KKK. I don't want anything to do with you. I might, if push came to shove, I might consider voting for Robert Kennedy Jr. if he changes his view on abortion. Anybody who's for abortion is also a person who has a problem with killing the disabled and killing the elderly. And that's Nazism and fascism and totalitarianism. I mean, millions of people in the world have died because of failed policies and regimes and ideologies. So why are you pushing that to our kids? Shame on you, educators. You are evil, and the Lord will hold you accountable, and you will not be in heaven with the Lord or your loved ones. And if that's not enough reason for you to go to be nice, then I don't know what is. Anyway, getting back to my video, cute for a reason, because I'm trying to appeal to young kids, but also because I want people who are thinking about what they can do to get involved. I want you to see, this is, I didn't use any premium stuff. This is all just up there for use on Canva, C-A-N-V-A. I purposely didn't use the premium content because I didn't want it to be that if I stopped paying for my upgraded account that, you know, my designs fall apart basically where there's missing images and stuff because it's not coming anymore. I don't know quite how that works. But so you see the thing that looks like a camera boom. Well, it's also a drilling operation, what you would use to drill oil. You know, whether you like it or not, people, we're going to have to use oil and coal and other energies until we get to this next phase where we'll be able to do what Tesla was working on. All right, so we shouldn't be, we have enough oil to actually be selling the excess. Instead, we're having other countries that we're getting our oil from. All right, so then you look at the picture on the first page, the first image. The guy that's on the boat, he's like a little sea captain. That's Representative Dick Van Dyke. He worked on Tootie Tootie Bang Bang. And he stood up for the children that were being yelled at by the director or the producer or whoever it was. I can't remember. But he's a good man. But Dick Van Dyke, it's 97 now, and I wanted to give tribute to him because he is a good, good man. He's Dutch, but he also, you know, was a Sunday school teacher, but he also had a drinking problem. And I don't, my husband doesn't have a drinking problem. My husband, not until recently when he got depressed over his relatives and friends dying, his sister and his brother and his other two friends, did I ever see him overdo it. So, you know, I'm not going to say my husband has a drinking problem, but I think that's a song. I don't have a drinking problem. I have no problem with drinking or something like that. So alcohol can be really detrimental. And in Dick Van Dyke's case, the Lord broke his drinking machine, as he says. And watch his interviews. It's important. He also talked about his alcoholism with Dick Cavett. He was a gymnast, and Dick Cavett, in his interview with Dick Van Dyke, talked about things that people don't know about how it changes you. Some people just become like used to the alcohol, and it changes their metabolism. And it was very, very fascinating. It was about 1970s, I think, or 1980s that Dick Van Dyke did that interview with Dick Cavett. I'll try to find the interview again and post it on my Twitter feed. But it's very good. And also people who are with people who are having drinking issues, they need to have help and guidance. And that's what Al-Anon is about. And then I have a, looks like a Ferris wheel, but it's actually a film reel, like a movie film thing. And then the water that comes down, it looks like a waterfall, but it also could look like a ream of paper or a roll of paper. And when I was young, I worked on a selling teletype machine. I worked on a teletype machine, which was called a TWX machine. Punch holes in the paper, and then you'd run it through, and it would print out the messages. And I think about how old-fashioned it was and is. You know, young people today wouldn't even believe that. I was mentioning about the Untouchables cartoons, really vulgar and nasty language, but it's showing portals and time travel and changing history and changing the timeline. And they're trying to get the young people. So we've got to fight back, and that's what part of this effort is about. We've got to make art schools and movie studios that are putting out beautiful stuff and interesting stuff and great stories, and like Lawrence of Arabia, like Dr. Zhivago, like so many wonderful, How Green Was My Valley, and so many great epic stories. The Quiet Man, John Wayne, Maureen O'Hara, set in Ireland. He's a boxer who killed somebody, and he basically runs away to Ireland, accidentally kills somebody when he was boxing. I mean, all kinds of great epic stories out there. There's a lot of Dutch movies that are fantastic. There's that's a whole other story or another subject for another show. But you see the horses for Rawhide Ranch, and then you see the cars, which is for the car museum that's near where we are, and Deer Park Car Museum. And for all you Barbie fans, you also have the Barbie collection. So if you ever get to Escondido, yes, Escondido, That's the Toby Keith. He said that he sings that in the song, Mockingbird song. The car museum, Deer Park Car Museum, has a great collection. All right, so then I'm trying to show, sometimes it's hard to just get a concept across. Like if you see the purple desk with the two people, the doctors sitting at it, the X on it, it looks like an X, but it's made from bandages. So I'm trying to show like how you can think out of the box. And then the person that's walking near what looks like the Dukes of Hazzard car, Schneider, is going to be a key person. He's going to be his beloved wife, Alicia, died recently, and it's really torn him up. But he's going to be leading crews and doing healings, and I firmly believe that that was the impression that he gave me when I met him when I was young. I saw him like basically putting electricity into people, and I was like, "What's he doing?" And I shook his hand, and I realized now that he was imparting the power from the Lord to do miraculous healings, and that's already happening, and that's partly what they were talking about at the Reawaken America Miami events, is the incredible healings that they're seeing. And you know, Clay Clark's own son was born blind and he sees now. Okay, so all kinds of good stuff's happening, people. So stay in the light and believe good times are ahead. Put the Great Dane in there. That stands for, my friends have great, always had Great Danes, just like we always had collies and German Shepherds, or German Shepherd. But the Great Dane is for my friends who are in leaders in the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts. And they've been good buddies, and the Great Dane also is for Torben Sondergaard, the Great Dane from Denmark. And my husband, all this stuff began when I went to Denmark to see my husband when he was there on business, and we had like a second honeymoon. So this has been going on for a while, people, so that's partly why I'm kind of worn out, but I'm trying to get it to you in case something happens to me. Which, you know, I don't know what the future holds, but I wanted to point to the gate, and behind that gate, the gate stands for the welding and hard, like dirty jobs, like Mike Rowe was involved with. The gate stands for the gate filigree. There's a really great iron maker here, which I've looked into because I'm trying to get a gate made for a nicer gate than what we have for our place. And it's iron amore or something like that, A-M-O-R-E, which means love. So I think that's a clue. And I think y'all, if you big wheels that are out there listening, talk to iron amore in Escondido. Escondido was a farming town in Great Bay Park where the big, you know, grape harvests, and they even have a blacksmith operation. My husband went to classes there for blacksmithing. It was a farming area, and also dairies. Hollandia Dairy started here. Aries, who owned that, Aries, A-R-I-E, is a very famous, a very common Dutch name. Not Harry, Ari, A-R-I-E. In fact, there's a joke about that. When I went and met people for the first time, I was enjoying the sherry. I never had that before. And my brother-in-law, my future brother-in-law, Tana was not engaged to my husband. He said, woman who drinks sherry make Harry. And Harry in Dutch means like crazy and full of, you know, piss and vinegar. Anyway, Ari has Hollandia Dairy, and he recently passed, but there's all kinds of thoroughbred horse ranches and dairy farms where in my area. I mean, we're about, 40 miles north of San Diego. called North County. It's beautiful, people. You would not even think you're in California. That's why we are so glad we came down here from Pasadena, where we first were when we came to California and Valencia. Anyway, so behind that gate, that iron gate, look carefully at the worker. Do you see what he has? He's not carrying pipes or anything on his shoulder. You have to zoom in on it. I might have to make another PDF of this so you can zoom in on it. But he's carrying a screwdriver. And that person behind the gate, that is symbolic of Jim Carrey, who was in The Cable Guy. And Jim is really a big key person in this. He's an artist, and he's had a lot of tough breaks and troubles lately. But he's from Canada, and he's a U.S. citizen now, I believe. But Jim Carrey made the movie Dumb and Dumber, and my twin was an extra in that movie when she came out from the East Coast to come to the West Coast to make a new life here. And that was quite a while ago, in the 90s, I think. Anyway, so I put Jim in there because I believe in my heart that Jim is a key good player, and I think it's important to stick together. So you know, it's on the film reel that it's purple. That's because we're in the purple rain time, not rain A-I-N, but rain R-E-I-G-N. We're supposed to rule and reign, people. Read the book of Acts in the Bible. We haven't been doing our jobs. All right, so we need experts. We need teachers. We need consultants. We need therapists. We need people who are willing to show what they know. There's so many trades that are needed to even like do repairs on existing churches and factories and buildings, because a lot of people haven't been shown how to do that. Like, in particular, comes to mind is stained glass making. I know a doctor who's a dentist, who has a name like my relatives, and he's a Jew, and he was in the Navy, and he was into stained glass making. And I also want to talk about Masons for a moment. The Masons started off as a guild of skilled people who just happened to be really informed, really politically active, and had special skills like stone making and making sculptures and stained glass making and iron welding, and knew how to design buildings that wouldn't fall apart and machines that did what they're supposed to do. So it was a guild of really cool artisans and smart people. That got hijacked by the Freemasons, which is about live like you want to live, do as you want to do. There's no God. We're in charge. You know, be wild and wicked, and you know, be free. But it's not really freedom to be under the control of evil. So, you know, it's just a big lie. You know, that Satan comes to rob, cheat, and steal. All right, get on the right side of things, people. Anyway, so I don't have any problem with Masons because I know Masons. I'm not a Mason. My husband's not a Mason. My grandfather, I don't know, maybe he was a Mason. I don't know. Because my grandpop on my dad's side died pretty early in my life. Yeah, he was a smart fellow too. So I'm calling on all the parishes that are in California that knew the Philadelphia parishes. I need you to get in this fight, okay? I need you to not be afraid. I need you to stand up, because we're going to take our country back, and you are integral parts of this. And it's not just the parishes. It's the Smiths. And there's so many other groups and nationalities and countries that are getting on board. So it doesn't take anything to get on board. I mean, to be part of the team doesn't cost anything. It's about hearing the call and getting involved. All right, so then the children on the boat, the Liberty boat, that the sea captain that I think looks like Dick Van Dyke, the children are being rescued. But, you know, also to a kid that doesn't know about sex trafficking, they would just think, oh, it's kids on a boat. So I put double meanings into lifesaver that's being thrown out, baby in it, Well, it looks like a piece of candy. And that ties into the song Big Rock Candy Mountain, which is a folk song, but it ties into what we're going through right now. And then you see over in the rocks, I hid a picture of Viking Horns helmet, like Jacob Chamsley, I think I'm saying that right, wore into the Capitol out of prison because he didn't do anything. He actually had permission to be there to pray. You know, they call him a shaman. You know, he's a very spiritual guy, and I want these January 6th detainees, prisoners of wars, to be freed and liberated. And I declare this in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty, that what is wrong will be made right, that the prisoners will be set free, and that we will not be hostages of this wicked cabal any longer. Fall cabal in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty. Anyway, so if you continue, amen, amen, so it is written, so it shall be done. All right, so I put a motorcycle next to the old car because the old car represents, looks like a little bit like a Tucker. Watch that movie, Tucker, with Jeff Bridges. He has a brother, Bo, and they both were Coast Guard. And my big brother was Coast Guard. That's a movie about a guy trying to do something good and he gets to keep getting slapped down by the freaking government. We don't need them. They need us, okay? We're the worker bees. They think now that they have AI and robots that, you know, we're expendable and replaceable. They're wrong, okay? We are the creators. We are the ones that are needed. They, you know, maybe you don't know this, AI can make artwork. They can write stories and plays and term papers. So basically, we're being phased out, folks. So get on the Liberty the Liberty boat, or you're going to hit the rocks, and you won't be able to even get a job, even if you vote that Democrat, because they won't need you. All right, so we're doing our own thing. They're going to wish that they had not – they're going to rue the day they messed with the USA. They're going to wish that they had not mistreated us. Next to that car that looks like a ticker, there's some gears. And then there's a motorcycle. All of this inspiration came together when I thought about my brother, my big brother, and his best friend from the Coast Guard, happens to be Filipino and lives in San Francisco. And my big sister and her husband went on a road trip in 1976, from the East Coast to the West Coast and back. And their travels and things that they did. And they went in a VW Bug and a VW Windjammer 3. So that's why the motorcycle is there. In that picture, on the first page, beginning of that video, I have implanted two keys. And if the first person who calls into the show, the next show, I think I'm almost out of time. Oh, you can call in now. 9 minutes left. So the guest call number is 515-602-9725. And again, your name doesn't show and your phone number doesn't show, only to me, but doesn't show publicly. But anyways, if you can look at that video on Lori's show on Rumble, that's called Team Tools, Team Shirts, and Logos, Team Project. You can find the three keys in the very first beginning part of the video that are embedded in the Busy Town diorama that I've tried to create, Mini Town. And you will get a nice gift from me. It'll be a special thing. All right, so it's going to be a botanical skincare set and a free membership with our company, so you can switch from the toxic products to healthy, good products, and also be some other some artwork of a of a horse and rider, which is indicative of the thing that's going on at the Rawhide Ranch. By the way, they need worker bees for the next part of the project, which includes painting the town. We're not going to paint the town red. We're going to paint the town, literally. And I'm trying to get people together for that. And this is monumental, but I know that listen to this show just to see how what I'm talking about. And the people are listening are all over the country, not just here. I even have Korea listening now. I know they're going to get involved and help. So if you want to be involved with that, send your resume, upload it on loribella.com, loribella.com. All right, so if you continue on the video, I'm planning on reworking my licensed or my permitted and legal building, utilized better, making it into a haven spa. But it's also a place down the I'm up on top of a mountain. Down at the end of the mountain is a place that is being renovated right now, and that's why I think investors need it, because it's going to be like a peddler's village type thing, perhaps, but more likely to deal with training in art school, things like that. I think that's what's coming. Nobody tells me anything, but that's what I think is happening. But when I get done with my modeled outdoor building, it'll be looking like more like a barn. And it'll have a back deck covered for events and for parties. And it'll be a beautiful garden that'll also have a like a natural pool with rocks nearby, and under the very tree that the three owls came to be in recently, which I took as a good sign. And it'll be a place for people to have spiritual experiences, but also just to rejuvenate and replug. I'm not sure whether it'll be a like Airbnb, but I know what I'm going to do. I just have to get other people involved. And it's difficult because I have to go through them. Another company I want to give a shout out to is Too Good Gourmet, T-O-O, Good Gourmet. They make really great products, bakery products, and also, like, I'm looking at a box of dip with sun-dried tomatoes on it, and that could be a good thing to give to people who, as a thank you, who come and help with these farm things. That is just a little something that ties into the growing and agricultural theme. Let's see, I'm doing over time. Only a couple of minutes left. All right, I'm going to post those links that I mentioned earlier about the architecture show. I'm really into architecture. If you want to look for good plans, go to architecturedesigns.com. I think what we need now to happen is, obviously, need sponsors and donors to these different organizations. But I'm not asking for myself, but I would like to have, if we're going to have something happen on our property, on Circle L Farm, I would like to have it be that it's does a dual purpose of, having people who want to learn new skills. All right. The logo that says Searchers, that ties into a movie that had Jeff Hunter and John Wayne. And Jeff Hunter later went on to play Captain Pike in the very first episode of Star Trek, the original and the only one that matters to me, the original series, with Captain James Tiberius Kirk, played by the wonderful William Shatner. And by the way, if you contact him, don't talk politics. He doesn't want anything to do with that. He's just a curious, interesting guy. If you continue on in that video and you see the one with the rocks and the pebbles, this is what I call a God thing. When I was working on this, this all came together, and I had that picture for a long time, and I have, like, the person with the basketball who's next to the word teamwork, and then there's a guy with a soccer ball who's walking away from God, right? So I'm putting in subliminal messaging, so to speak. The word up at the top says respect and peace, believe. So let's be happy, okay? It's a long climb, but it's got to get there. There's more really interesting things that happened while I was making this, and I'll talk about it on another show, but you got the idea. And there's so much more to this story that I think people are going to be really, jazzed about once they find out. But for right now, I think this video kind of lays out what we're doing. I'm looking for volunteers that will help to get the Rawhide Ranch ready for the big Christmas party that they're doing, Christmas in the Country, in December. And, they were shut down for nearly 2 years. So, they had no income. So they need help. And they have a waiting list always, and now they have an even longer waiting list. So help them if you can. All right. Be bold, be brave, and we'll all be free. And God bless America so we can bless the world. I need your help. So let's get going and tell each one. We have to be organized because the Democrats are really good at it, and we are much more like live and let live and do our own thing. So we're going to have to fight really hard, but we're going to win. All right, God bless you. I think I had time added to my show. All right, so if you have the answer to the question about where the three keys are, 515-602-9725, I'm going to put those links in for the free design class into the chat. And there was something else that I thought was important to share. And this is something that just came to me. Baby shoes. When I was working on my video, I was looking for baby things. There's a company that does a lot of really adorable baby clothes and toys. And that's what the thing with the stuffed animals is about on the part of the video that has the Titanic, big cruise ship. There's a big cruise ship trip planned to Alaska, to Juneau. And my big brother was stationed up there. So I really was interested in going. If you want to know more about that, LT of nweknow.com has put the information to this Inspired trip on his website. You can you can find out the details. It's actually 7 days, and it's pretty reasonable, folks. And I think cruise ships are even safer to be on than airplanes now, but that's my personal opinion. And baby shoes. Make sure your kids wear proper and good shoes, no flip-flops. Okay, you have a lot of foot problems, back problems related to, especially in California, kids not wearing proper shoes. Plus, it's dangerous because you know, can hurt. They can get hurt toes and all that. But it's important for good shoes to be on your kids. And that means the flip-flops are for the beach, not for going to school in and walking around in. And if you need help with getting sponsors for your thing that you're working on or event, I really think Linda Hollander, I talked to her 20 years ago or 15 years ago. She had her start with the wealthy bag lady. She started doing customized, personalized bags for people who had businesses, and that's how she became successful. She's a nice lady, and she knows how to get good sponsors and corporate sponsorship. And I haven't done it because I knew I was talking about subjects like politics and sex trafficking, and nobody would want, you know, to be my sponsor. But I'm going to say this victory. It's so funny. The twigs growing up like that. I just recently pruned it. It's just these two little ones are sticking up like a victory sign. So I take that as a sign from the Lord. Yeah, I'm crazy. But anyway, Linda Hollander knows how to get sponsors. So if you are looking at some idea that the Lord has put into your head and you don't know how to make it happen, that is an avenue for you. And I've posted her info on my Lori and Company _ Mark. I also think that when my build and fix up on this property happens after Biden is out of office, and I don't care whether you like me saying that that's what's going to happen, I think that's going to be, you know, filmed and used as a way to, you know, teach and just show people, because there's no sense doing something here and then not having those skills be passed on and shared. So I want you to look at what's going on with Luca and Sarah, who have Leave Everything and Wander. I put their show on my favorites in the playlist on my YouTube channel, In Circle. And also, obviously, the ones that are on HGTV. But there's a lot of renovations and things going on in parts of the world and country that have been basically just abandoned. So we're going to fix up what we have. We're not going to just, you know, put down or give up. We're going to actually utilize what we have. And that's what the Lord keeps telling me, that I have what I need, meaning I've got the people that need to be in this on board. And I hope I'm right about that, because it would mean a lot to me that I didn't spend the last several years of my life doing this, you know, for nothing. Okay, we got to help the ones that need it. I tried to help Rawhide Ranch without being asked, because I knew that they were hurting, and also that their work that they do is so important. There's another one that's doing good work, Whispering Ponies Ranch, run by Nita and Tom Horn. They help disabled kids. There's another organization here, Terry Campus for Life, TERI. They have not only a facility now, they've been there for like 20 years, which I didn't even know about until, you know, last year. They do events, but they also have a cafe and coffee bar, and it's on right off of Deer Springs, near Twin Oaks Valley. We bought originally a house right off of Twin Oaks Valley, and it's another long story, but then we ended up over at the Wild Animal Park in a new development when we first came down to San Diego in 2000. So my point is that, you know, I'm obviously not going anywhere. I'm committed to this. And so if you want to get on board with being an intern, being a leader, being a person who's in a group of people that travel to different locations in California and other states, and maybe other countries eventually, building barns, building structures. I mean, even John Schneider has a organization he's affiliated with that has basically buildings for ranches and things like that. So, you know, there's so many organizations that are, or groups that are involved in this already, but it's also that we want to have, you know, good people that bring good people, because we want to not be dealing with these whack jobs. You know, I don't want to have people on my property that are going to come back that night and steal from me. Okay, so it's important that we know who we're dealing with. And that's one of the things that with technology now, I have a system that I can actually do checks on people. So with the Rawhide Ranch, they have got a huge security team for obvious reasons. Their staff is very small. So I'm trying to help them because they've got all kinds of stuff that they're dealing with, you know, campers, and they're not just having, they have enough space to take more than just kids. They could have, you know, like retreats, they could have corporate leadership training, you know, going on. I mean, they could do a whole lot. So I think they're going to be needing to expand what they've got. And they've got an old village, like it looks like something out of, you know, Rawhide or Gunsmoke or The Rifleman with Chuck Connor. But it looks real boring because it hasn't been painted in years and it needs some zipping up. And so when I came across these images, put it in the video to get people inspired and excited, I thought, oh, that's the color palette for the town, because you want to have it be a cheerful town. And you want to have kids there and have events and people coming for other purposes, maybe movie making or whatever. You want to have it looking spruced up. So I think I've reached out to one of my contacts there. I think that, you know, they're willing to do that. You know, they need some volunteers to help with that. And I hope I'm not overstepping my boundaries by saying that, because, you know, they have the space that they could do so much, and it's just been almost like waiting for the right time and the right people to get involved. And, you know, if you have a movie that you want to make and say it's set back in the 1920s or in Western times, use them as a movie set. You're going to love it. Plus, the people are really good, really down to earth. And I just have a really strong feeling that you know, all that they've gone through, and there's much more to their story than I can get into on air, but, you know, they were really targeted hard, put it that way. And when Governor Newsom of California, Democrat, Pelosi Powell, shut down that ranch, that was it, you know, that they were, you know, they, Governor Newsom didn't care that all these families had made travel plans and hired caregivers for their other kids or for animals and their pets, or, you know, that they had bought tickets to fly over from Europe, because they get people from other parts of the world coming to this ranch, people. Governor Newsom didn't care about that. He just shut them down over a fake pandemic that was done to help steal the election and cover the faces of the people involved in stealing the election. And that's the truth. And I'll say it anywhere and anytime. If you want to sue me for that, like you did Mike Lindell for stating the obvious, then let's go, okay? I am going to be told what to say. I live in America. This is not the Soviet Union. It's not Cuba, okay? Stop acting like fascists, Democrats, or you will be outcast. You will be unemployable. You will be uninvited. You want to be part of something wonderful and beautiful, or you want to stick with the demons and the child molesters and the drug sellers and the invaders? Make your choice, because we're almost out of time. We've got about maybe a short window of time, grace, that we've been given by the Lord, and you can be in the light or you can be in the dark. And, you know, I know I made my choice. I hope you come on board. Anyway, I want you to think about what you can do to help. And God bless you and God bless America so we can bless the world. I'll post that link in the chat room. And I will post the link to Erin, the interior designer's seminar. That's free and very interesting. And I've been to a lot of them, so if I say that, I mean it in a few minutes. Hello. Hi, how are you? You want to go outside? Oh, man. You're outside. Good to have a birthday. I love you. I say in heaven, love comes first. We'll make heaven a place on earth. Mom, don't go. You can't go outside. I'm going to send you outside.
And those are lucky.
Okay.